Even when you do any inventory process, remember, all you can be is as honest as you can be at this moment. So many of us have blocked memories. A blocked memory means I am not ready to deal with it yet. As I begin to heal one part of me, then other parts of me will unblock. And sooner or later, I'll begin to open things up. Now, the scary part about this process of the inventory, especially in the sixth and seventh step, is that as you begin to get involved in this and you begin to work on it, some of the issues may be powerful enough that I recommend that you do them with a therapist or with a group in group therapy. And I say that because if the issues become too powerful for you, don't hurt yourself. The purpose of recovery is to heal yourself. So get help. Get support. Have people guide you through it. In fact, the word of wisdom I would give to everyone is as you're doing steps 4 through 9, which are the very concrete steps in the program, the advice that I would give to you is, please, as we do steps 4 through 9, the advice that I would give you is to please do them with guidance. And that means either with a sponsor in the program or with a counselor or with a therapist or somebody to guide you and work you through them. Because as we begin to work these steps at this level, we are now beginning to go into some very deep feelings and some very deep areas in our life. And that's why it's so important as you begin the surgery to begin to work on it a little bit at a time so healing can take place. In the grieving process, what you are going to experience is the first stage of grieving. As you now begin to write the letters, as you now begin to express, as you now begin to let your feelings out, the first things that will come out of you will be feelings of anger. See, again, let me visualize this for you and give you an idea. And I'll use myself as an example. When I was a little child and I was being born, understand how my little child and my adult are. Inside of all of us, we have an adult and we have a child. Our adult understands and our child feels. For example, at the moment of my birth, my mother had me cesarean birth. And my mother was, you know, back in 1940 when she had me, you have to realize a cesarean birth was a very powerful process at that time. It wasn't as it is today. So at the moment that I was born, I was taken from my mom and I was transported out of the operating room and probably with some nurse. Now, my mom is sick. She's being operated on. She's laying on a table. She's not with me. Now visualize. The adult in me understands. My mom was sick. My mom was involved in a serious operation. So therefore, she's not available to be present with me at my birth. The little child inside of me isn't interested in whether my mom is sick or not. The little child inside of me, when I was born, the little child expected my mom to be there. My little child expected my mom to nurture and love me. So my little child feels abandoned. My little child feels empty. And my little child even feels guilty. For example, my little child feels, what did I do to hurt my mom that she doesn't want to be with me? See the issues that come up? And again, these things come up because my little child doesn't think in terms of logic. My little child feels. Inside of each and every one of us, our little child expects. You see, I expect from my mom and from my dad, I call them the pedestals, I expect from them love. I expect safety. I expect nurturing. I expect to be able to be touched. I expect family. I expect all these things. And of course, when I don't receive them and I don't get them, then my little child becomes hurt. And so in the sixth step, I now have to express these feelings. I have to express this anger. And it's a healthy anger. It's very positive. Because as I begin to release the anger and let the anger out of me, what I am doing is I am beginning this releasing process of allowing myself to become angry. Again, realize you can be angry at someone and still love them. It's okay. It's normal. You see, we don't know that it's normal because we've been taught all of our lives, don't get angry at people.